For the next few minutes, I'd like to share with you the revelation of the mystery. And if you really understand what I'm about to show you in the next few minutes, your life will be changed forever for the better. The issue I want to discuss with you is this. What must I do to be saved? The book of Hebrews in the Bible says, Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So the issue is about faith. But faith in what? Or who? What do I place my faith in? I believe that there's a fundamental error in the so-called fundamental religious system of the world today. You know that has to be true when you see so many groups, so many denominations, so many television preachers and teachers, each with his own brand of religion, his own gospel, or good news. What is the truth, and how can I find it? I believe the answer is in the revelation of the mystery, the mystery that religion seems to know nothing about, or else chooses to totally ignore. The world's religious system seems to have, as their favorite dish, a one-pot meal. Now, the one-pot meal I'm referring to, of course, is the Scriptures, the Holy Word of God. I happen to believe that God is fully capable of speaking, writing, and preserving what He's written. I believe that God is fully capable of saying what He means and meaning what He says. The Apostle Peter says, "Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost," in 2 Peter 1:21. The Apostle Paul says, "The things I write are the commandments of the Lord," in 1 Corinthians 14:37. And the book of Psalms in Psalm 12 at verse 6 says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." So accordingly, I believe that the King James Bible is the Word of God in English today. And my Bible in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Now I have a question. Did Peter speak the word of truth? Yes, he did. Did Paul speak the word of truth? Absolutely. Did Peter and Paul each say the same things to the same group of people? No way. And I'd like to demonstrate to you what I mean. If you have your Bible, follow along with me as I make a simple comparison between what Peter had to say and what Paul said. And if you don't have your Bible handy, make a note of these verses so that you can check them out for yourself later. See for yourself whether the Bible says what I say it says. This is Peter in Acts chapter 10, verse 35. "But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Now this is Paul in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. "Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." Did Peter and Paul say the same thing? Does it really sound to you as if Peter said the same thing Paul said? Compare the verses for yourself. Read them in your Bible. Acts chapter 10, verse 35, and Titus chapter 3, verse 5. They are not the same. They do not say the same thing. How can you work righteousness and not work righteousness at the same time? Now let's make another comparison. Take your Bible and compare what Peter said in Acts chapter 3, verse 21, with what Paul said in Romans chapter 16 and verse 25. This is Peter in Acts chapter 3, verse 21, a reference to Jesus Christ, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. And this is Paul in Romans chapter 16, verse 25. Now to him that is a power to establish you, according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Did Peter and Paul say the same thing? The phrase, since the world began, is found in both verses, right? But Peter refers to things spoken since the world began, while Paul says, the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Are things that were spoken and things that were kept secret the same? How could that be? If it was kept secret, then it was not spoken. And if it was spoken, then it was not kept secret. Let's try again. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 17, a man asked the Lord what he must do to have eternal life. Listen to the Lord's answer. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. In other words, the Lord told the rich young ruler that to have eternal life, he must keep the commandments, keep the law of Moses. But look what Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Oh, but you say, what the Lord said to the rich young ruler was before the cross, and the law ended at the cross, so that's why it's different when you get to what Paul said. Really? That's what some religious leaders would have you to believe. But that's not what the Jewish Pentecostal church at Jerusalem believed. Just look at what James said to Paul when Paul had returned to Jerusalem after many, many years of preaching the gospel of Christ all over the known world. In Acts chapter 21, verse 20, and when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. Now why, after all those years of preaching by both Peter to the Jews and Paul to the Gentiles, are thousands of Jews zealous of the law? It's because they were still under the law. They were under the law and were zealous for the law. Listen to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 20. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. So there was somebody, some group of people, who were alive when Paul wrote those words, who were under the law. But it was not you. Paul said, if you're trying to be justified by keeping the law, you are fallen from grace. Paul told you, by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Paul told the Galatians the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, but now we're no longer under a schoolmaster. You see, there are two ways of preaching the cross of Christ. Two ways for two different groups of people. Peter preached the cross of Christ, but he preached a murder indictment, not salvation. Peter said in Acts chapter 2, verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. He said in Acts chapter 3, verse 14, but you denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we're witnesses. Peter said in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive, until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Which brings us back to where we started. Peter preached about things spoken since the world began, but not Paul. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, nor was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Paul said in Romans chapter 16, verse 25, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began." Years after Paul was saved, by an unannounced, unprophesied, unscheduled appearance of the Lord on the road to Damascus, the Lord revealed to Paul that he should go to Jerusalem and share the gospel that he preached. Listen to Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. "And I went up by revelation and communicated," that means to share, "unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain." Now answer this question for yourself. If Paul was preaching the same message Peter was, then why would the Lord send Paul on this useless trip? Fact is, he wasn't. Paul preached good news that Peter had never heard. Listen to verse 7. "But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me," Paul, "as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter," and in verse 9, "they give Paul the right hand of fellowship." By that handshake, there in that room, at the time of Acts chapter 15, Peter agreed to loose himself from the so-called Great Commission of Matthew 28 and Mark 16, "Go into all the world and teach all nations." And he bound that responsibility over to Paul. And the Lord had said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, and again in Matthew 18:18, "Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Peter never again preached the gospel of the kingdom to a Gentile. Instead, Paul preached the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the grace of God, to every creature which is under heaven, Colossians 1:23. Peter preached the cross as a shame, as a murder indictment. It was Paul who gloried in the cross of Christ. Paul said, "I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Paul said, "I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture." Paul had a different gospel than Peter did. Peter and Paul were two different men with two different messages to two different groups in two different churches for two different purposes in two different places. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, to rightly divide the word of truth. He says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, that the word of truth is the gospel of your salvation. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and 8 to remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. What he didn't say was, remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Timothy already knew that. Many thousands of people already knew that. What Paul is telling Timothy is to keep in mind the resurrection of Christ according to my gospel. The reason Peter gives for the resurrection of Christ in Acts chapter 2 is to sit on David's throne Acts chapter 2, verse 30. David's throne is not in heaven, it's in Israel. Peter is preaching the second coming of Christ. That's when he says, Israel's sins will be blotted out, that your sins may be blotted out at the times of refreshing, and God sends Jesus Christ. We read the verse twice already in Acts chapter 3. But Paul never mentions the throne of David. According to Paul's gospel, Romans 4:25, Jesus Christ was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. The greatest division in your Bible is not the white sheet of paper between Malachi and Matthew that falsely says New Testament. That paper was put there by the publisher, not God. God's Word says in Hebrews that a testament can only be in effect after the death of the testator. That clearly makes Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John Old Testament. Jesus Christ was born under the law. He kept the law, taught other people to keep it, and even told people to offer blood sacrifices according to the law, as in Matthew chapter 8, verse 4. Learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Learn the difference between things spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began, and things kept secret since the world began. Be established in your faith by learning the revelation of the mystery.